Time for Joe's Need to Know News. Let's get into it. The deadly poison sarin was detected at a mail facility for Facebook yesterday, causing building evacuations and a visit from the FBI. A number of people who work at the facility are now being monitored, but no one, thankfully, is showing any symptoms or signs of exposure. Cockroaches.
Stop. I don't want to talk about this.
Are quickly evolving to become resistant to pesticides. It could soon be impossible to kill with chemicals alone. Researchers from Purdue University found that some German cockroaches, man, they could put down their beer, could pass down their resistant genes to their offspring. The study's co-author said, quote, cockroaches developing resistance to multiple classes of insecticides at once will make controlling these pests almost impossible with chemicals alone. You're going to have to step on them. I added that in. The bugs are so dangerous because they are carriers of dozens of bacteria, including E. coli and salmonella, which can make people very sick. They leave behind doo-doo, saliva, and body parts that can trigger asthma and allergies or even cause children to develop these issues. Oh, my goodness.
Stop. I'm not kidding. I'm like, please move on.
Listen,
I'm
Liv,
that's
I don't,
informative.
Liv,
that's informative. That's awesome.
I don't get to pick what's in Joe's Need to Know News. If it's there, it's there.
It's literally called Joe's Need to Know News because you literally pick every day what you're going to include and what you're not going to include. So
I'm just telling you what the news is, and I got to report
on it. All right,
okay?
Moving on. We got that.
A woman was caught on video opening a tub of ice cream at Walmart, of course. Where else would we go? Licking the ice cream and then putting the frozen dessert back in the freezer. A man who took the video was heard encouraging her, yeah, that's it, girl. Lick it. Lick it good.
Ew.
And then they put the video on Twitter, where it's been viewed over 8 million times. It's not known exactly where the incident took place, but several people on Twitter say, oh, I think that's the blah, blah, blah store at San Antonio. The woman has not been arrested at this time. When they find her, cut her tongue off.
They need to do more free samples. Otherwise, this wouldn't be happening.
See, my friend one time, we were waiting for our her older sister to come pick us up because we were drinking in high school. And so we went to this nearby Walmart and we lost her in the Walmart. And then we walked by the cereal aisle and she was just sitting on the ground and had her hand deep in a Lucky Charms box and was just eating the Lucky Charms in the grocery store. And then we were like, hey, like, your sister's here. We got to go. And she just put it back on the shelf.
Oh.
Wow. Well, that's encouraging to know. Okay. Ladies, I guess you have it worse than I thought. A Florida woman who had has had an epidural stuck in her spine now for a week. The woman went into labor on June 25th and gave birth to her son. The next day, she said the epidural ended up looping itself into her spine, and the doctors have not been able to get it out. Ouch. The woman has been at 3 hospitals since the incident and still hasn't had the epidural removed. It isn't known if she will have to have surgery. I would say, yeah, cut me open and take that dang thing out.
That is horrific. That is literally like the nightmare.
Maybe that's a reason not to actually get an epidural. Would you want the pain just to deal with all that?
No, still one day when I have children, give it to me.
All right.
ASAP, right away.
That's how you'll get children, actually. And a 66-year-old man's reaction is absolutely incredible when he was caught on film, finding out that he's going to be getting some Lady Gaga tickets.
Okay, here we go. I need to know if you have anything on your calendar for May 7th of next year. Can you look at your calendar?
Yeah, I'm booked all day.
With what? Well, how about the evening?
Are you booked
in the evening at 8 p.m.?
8 p.m. on the 7th, on Thursday night May? No.
Yes.
I think I'm open.
Would you like to go to a concert maybe on that evening? Maybe in Las Vegas?
Gaga? Oh, my gosh. I just got goosebumps.
Grandpa's gone Gaga. That's so cute.
So cute. I love that so much. Everyone loves Gaga.
Even Grandpa does. You can see the video reaction of everything else that we talked about online at joeandalexshow.com. That is Joe's Need to Know News.